Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original documentary. A DC TV production. A Cuban and American flag stand together on a dashboard. Lights shine over a road.
Dear Cuban people, with profound pain, I must inform our people. Fidel Castro Ruz, our commander-in-chief, died.
A man drives a car.
Very few people out.
Few people on the streets. The street is practically empty.
The empty road appears through a windshield.
We're in mourning.
In a crowded plaza.
Fidel, the giant, eternal commander.
We're here at Fidel's memorial service.
I am Fidel.
None of these people have ever been in a Cuba without Fidel. I've never known a Cuba without Fidel.
A cameraman records demonstrators.
What do you think about this moment?
Fidel is the greatest of all time.
Fidel, you'll be in our hearts forever.
Fidel will always be with our people.
You know, when I first came here, cell phones weren't invented. And I was in my early 20s.
And I've been coming back for 5 decades, making friends with everybody, trying to tell the story of Cuba.
¿Cómo está mi socio?
Soy Juanito, de Barrio Chino.
Hey! Footage of Cuban people. A woman hits a baseball and covers her mouth.
Si, señor. No.
A woman holds up a fan. Officers break up a crowd. Fidel Castro points. He puts a cigar in his mouth. Static comes into focus. A title, Cuba and the Cameraman. Next, footage shows a curly-haired man chewing gum.
This is the beginning of the tape?
Yeah.
The man turns to a van behind him.
It's the early 70s, and we're experimenting with the first generation of video cameras that were rolling around New York City. We started filming what was wrong with our community.
No contract, no work, no travel, no work.
We interviewed taxi drivers who were striking for fair pay.
Excuse me, what do you think about this contract?
Stinks. Why is it bad?
The boss is getting middle thing, we got nothing.
Don't take my picture. I said, don't take my card.
I'll bust that over your head in a minute.
We documented how the school board dealt with the demands of angry parents.
Officers tussle with parents.
Our early films tried to make things better. Fighting for better housing.
I'd like you to see the condition of this building. Why it's unfit for anybody to live in it. Now, this is the back.
A woman shows a courtyard filled with trash and junk.
Well, it's really disgusting, you know, that you have to live like this. Not to make you sick, right?
Next, rows of women work at sewing machines.
We were exposing the sweatshops in Chinatown.
It's unfair because we made these pants for 12 cents. But I saw these uptown. It sells for about $13.
In an operating room.
All right, I need another connector on this. You got another EKG like this?
And we were exposing the dangers of budget cutbacks in our hospitals.
Hey, give me a connector from that one. These connectors are no good for this one.
A surgeon looks at a flat line on a heart monitor.
All right, let's call it.
A nurse ties an ID tag on a man's wrist. They wheel the body down a hallway.
Just over the horizon down in Cuba,
Fidel Castro del Tío Oriente.
There was a revolution going on.
Castro rides in a jeep. He smokes a cigar.
We heard that Fidel Castro was implementing the social programs that we were fighting for in New York. Free health care, universal education, and housing for everyone.
Fidel waves to a crowd. People hold Cuban flags.
We are fighting
so our workers aren't beholden to American millionaires. They can't stand that we've made a socialist revolution right under the nose of the United States.
A person in the crowd holds up a Cuban flag. Words appear, Miami, Florida.
The Cuban people were promised by the revolution an end to economic exploitation. They have received a police state, and I can assure you that Cuba shall one day be free again.
A crowd of Americans stand and applaud.
The United States tried to wall off and weaken Cuba with military action and economic blockades.
Now, people deboard a plane.
By 1972, hundreds of thousands of Cubans had fled the revolution.
What are conditions like in Cuba today?
Malísimas. Cada día peor.
Very bad. Every day gets worse.
There were so many passionate opinions, pro and con, that we wanted to see the revolution for ourselves. So we hitched a ride on this sailboat and took our cameras down to Cuba.
Land appears in the distance. A building stands near the shore. Two men walk with hose over their shoulders. One puts on a hat and runs ahead.
The first friends that we made were the Borregos. They lived on a small farm outside Havana.
Three men stand outside of a house.
Cristobal, how old are you?
I'm 64.
Who are these guys?
This is my brother Angel. And this is my brother Gregorio.
And your sister Lilo?
Yes.
Lilo wrings a chicken's neck.
We've always been peasants and have always produced our own food.
Gregorio cuts withering banana leaves from trees.
Gregorio, why do you do this?
We do this so the bananas prosper.
Para que él prospere mejor.
Pruning makes them stronger.
Gregorio hacks at a tree. He picks up a branch with bananas. Cristobal puts on gloves and grabs a rock.
Cristobal, what are you doing?
I'm clearing rocks from government land.
Do you get paid for this work?
No, I volunteer. It's my way to help the revolution. It's for the good of the country.
Oxen drag the rocks away.
Gregorio, when work's over, what do?
I like to drink and party. And sing. It's only natural. I have my little bottle with me and can't live without it.
Gregorio moves his hat. Gregorio and Cristobal pass a man on a sidewalk. A scooter and truck speed by. Now they approach a service window.
What's happening?
Got any beer?
No beer.
We'll have to drink rum.
A bartender measures a shot.
Real rum. Drink up.
We have visitors from afar. We are very happy to have them here. Sharing good times and singing.
Let me tell you about my deepest feelings. They come from my indecent instrument.
Next, thin trees line the sides of a road.
Hey, kids.
Down the road from the Borrego's farm is one of the schools built by the revolution.
Hey, kids!
Children wave from a balcony. In a classroom, a teacher stands at a blackboard.
I can mechanize the process, but I need to internalize how it works.
Bien segura de lo que es el proceso.
Professor, excuse me.
Sí.
Ese class is K. What class is this?
Is genética.
This is genetics.
Biology.
Biology.
Uh-huh. It's a molecular biology.
You kids understand this stuff?
Yes.
You understand this? They understand molecular biology? What, are you kidding me?
What do you want to be?
Yo, a ver, medicina.
You want to be a doctor? It's always good to have a doctor in the family. And how about you?
Engineer.
And how about my friend here? What are you going to be?
A psychologist.
You want to be a psychologist?
Uh-huh. Did you finish?
Oh, you want me to leave?
No.
Oh. Okay, kids. Enough fun. Back to biology. Okay?
Bye.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you.
A cement mixer turns.
To go with the education, they're building thousands of apartments.
Are you building more than before the revolution?
Oh,
much more. We are ensuring that all workers have a home.
And all Cubans have access to free health care.
A woman lies on an examination table.
How much does this cost?
They don't charge me anything. I only have to thank them.
You're just going to thank them and that's it.
See.
A crane lifts a container.
Fidel is paying for all these social programs with subsidies and support from the Soviet Union. And betting everything on the success of the sugar harvest.
A tractor tows a container of sugarcane. A worker cuts sugarcane.
Why do you cut cane for a living?
Because I never had the opportunity to study.
And your kids?
All of my kids go to school. All seven of them.
Do you go to school?
Yes, all of us.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a veterinarian.
And you?
A teacher.
And you?
A nurse.
A trolley passes through a busy city.
It's 1975, and the revolution seems to be working. The state-owned stores are all stocked up.
A TV sits in a storefront display.
How has this street changed?
Well, this year, the street turned out great, and there are lots of nice things.
What types of things?
A shoe store. A pizza shop. And other interesting things.
A shopper examines a bottle of champagne. A woman holds items.
What's that for?
Mayonnaise for salad. Cider to toast our first Congress.
A curtain rises.
It's 16 years since the start of the revolution, and Fidel convenes the first ever Communist Party Congress. We're rolling. And we scramble to record Fidel's 20-hour speech.
Congressmen stand and clap. Fidel stands at a podium.
Thank you, comrades, for your efforts. In the name of the Central Committee, we embrace you.
Our country or death, we will triumph!
The audience stands.
Do you like Fidel?
He's our great leader and prime minister. He's guided us since the revolution.
Fidel waves to the crowd. Text appears over a still image of an audience. Good Morning America, Friday, October 1st, 1976.
Today, TV filmmaker John Albert brought in his crew. I understand that this baby carriage containing your equipment helped you to get your exclusive interview with Fidel Castro. That so?
Right. This equipment's so heavy, we couldn't carry it on our backs. We had to put it in the baby carriage. And all of a sudden, we noticed Fidel began watching us. I don't think he'd ever seen anything like us before.
Fidel turns from two women with a cigar in his mouth.
And because of his curiosity, we wound up with the first interview that he's given to American journalists in the last 2 years.
Fidel puts his cigar in his teeth.
Who carries this, you or her?
He grabs a piece of equipment.
It's really heavy.
Fidel picks it up.
Do you have a message for the people of the United States?
Always a message of friendship for the people of the U.S. For their hard-working spirit, their intellectuals and workers, for their scientific and technical advances, we really wish them the best of luck. As far as their government, There is no love lost between the Cuban and the U.S. governments.
A handler points. John moves down a step. Fidel taps his back and waves as he leaves. Fidel walks away with a group. At the Borrego's farm, the brothers work in a field. Cristobal holds a cigar in his mouth as he harvests. Now he whips oxen that drag him on a platform.
Good, 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 family young.
Cristobal removes the yoke from the oxen.
What are their names?
He's named Diamond, and he is grain of gold. He's gentle, but that one is wild.
Really?
He doesn't like being touched.
Really? This one's a nice one, and that one's a little bit wild.
He's got his eye on you.
They're watching me, aren't they?
John wiggles his fingers. Now Cristobal milks a cow into a bucket. Cristobal pours the milk into a milk can and places a lid on top. He locks the barn door.
Cristobal, I have a problem with los drones. Do you have a problem with the thieves?
I lock it just in case.
That's why you lock it up, huh?
They can't get to it.
Cristobal smiles. He's missing his front tooth.
Cristobal, nothing ever changes here. Have you ever considered leaving the farm?
No.
No?
Porque tengo mi hermano aquí.
You have your brothers?
Y tengo mi casa.
Your house?
I've got my plants and my soil.
You'd like water, but they won't install it.
¿Qué cosas quiere usted? What else do you want?
Bueno, la corriente si la ponen no viene mal.
You'd like electricity. It wouldn't be bad if you had electricity.
We'd welcome whatever they give us.
Well, I want three things, okay? One, I want my wife to be able to try the rum.
John's wife sips from a glass.
And my daughter to be able to ride the goat.
A woman places John's daughter on a goat. She smiles as she holds the goat's ears.
And three, I want to beat you in arm wrestling.
John arm wrestles Cristobal. Cristobal pulls John's arm down.
How old are you? 70 years old?
Text appears, 1979. Next, Fidel leaves the room.
I'm not leaving yet. I just want to say hi.
This is NBC Nightly News.
Cuba's Fidel Castro is coming to New York to address the United Nations. His trip will be a serious problem for America's security people, since there will be many anti-Castro demonstrations.
There was just one American on that plane with Fidel Castro from Havana to New York City. He is freelance journalist John Alpert.
A woman places a lapel microphone on Castro's jacket.
Yeah.
What do you want to ask?
When you travel to a place like New York City where there's hundreds of people that have announced they want to kill you.
Cuando usted viaja a un lugar como la ciudad de Nueva York, donde cientos de personas han anunciado que van a matarlo, ¿cómo usted se siente?
Are you afraid?
Yo me siento. Yo pienso lo siguiente.
I am of the following opinion.
Nadie se muere antes de tiempo.
Nobody dies before his time comes.
Estoy tranquilo.
So I am calm.
Sé que voy a morir.
I know I am going to
lo
die.
Lo único que no sé la fecha.
I just don't know when.
They say in the United States that you never take your bulletproof vest off.
Dicen allá que usted siempre está protegido con su traje.
¿Cuál traje?
What vest?
Everybody says you always have
sé que todo el mundo dice que usted tiene un chaleco a prueba de bala.
Fidel opens his jacket, revealing his bare chest.
No. Voy a desembarcar así en Nueva York.
I will land in New York like this.
Tengo un chaleco.
I will land in New York like this.
Tengo un chaleco moral.
I have a moral one.
A moral vest. Qué fuerte.
It's strong.
Fidel bites his cigar.
Ese me ha protegido, sí.
That one has protected me always.
Fidel buttons his shirt and chuckles.
That's
The landing gear is coming down.
We're landing already?
Fidel smokes. Later, on the ground.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Gracias.
Well, welcome to New York, Fidel.
Okay.
Buenos viajes. Buenas suertes. Yes,
back inside, please.
Yes, Jose?
Back inside, please.
They say we have to get back.
Back inside?
People crowd the plane.
This is strange.
Fidel sits in a seat.
Everybody, please return to your seats and have your documents available.
Excuse me, sir, where are you from?
U.S. Customs.
President of the Vice
President. Someone can do that for him.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Cuban officials hold customs forms.
Don't fucking fill mine out.
Fidel hits his armrest. He glares up at his staff.
This is outrageous. This is outrageous. This is the only word.
Why do they do this?
I don't know. I don't know who are to blame for this.
Officials fill out the forms.
Did they ask for your papers? The American journalist captured this whole mess. That wasn't part of the plan.
Fidel puts his cigar in his mouth. Now he deboards the plane. A motorcade drives on the tarmac.
Castro has not been seen since he arrived in New York early Thursday morning. He has remained at the Cuban mission in Midtown Manhattan under the tightest security ever seen in New York.
Protesters gather outside of the mission.
Yes to Cuba! We don't want communism.
Down with Fidel.
Fidel Castro is surrounded by an army of security people, but John Alpert managed to get into the mission for an exclusive visit with Castro.
Fidel greets John and his wife.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a new assistant.
My wife.
How are you? And the baby?
Very well.
Listen, Fidel. Everybody wants to know what you think about the demonstrators.
Quiere saber lo que usted piensa acerca de los que van a manifestar en contra de usted.
Fidel puffs his cigar.
Yo admiro los que están en contra. I admire those who are against. Porque son activos. Because they are active. Se mueven. They move around. Trabajan. They work. Y agradezco los que están a favor. And I thank those who are in favor. Y los admiro más. And I admire them even more. Porque son más valientes. Because they are more courageous.
Do you have time to show us your room?
Sí, pero ya ahorita tengo que irme. Yes, but I'll have to leave soon. I don't have that much time. Y está muy desorganizada la habitación. And the room is quite in disorder.
Fidel opens the door.
Do you clean it yourself?
¿Usted limpia su propia habitación?
Yo realmente no.
No. Porque la mejor prueba es que no está limpia. The best proof of it is that it's not clean. Esta es la sala. This is the living room.
What have you read today?
Estoy viendo aquí. I was reading this.
Fidel grabs a newspaper.
Daily News. Daily News, for instance.
That's a nice photograph.
Es una buena fotografía. Yo pienso que sí.
Yes, I think it is.
Fidel shows the kitchen.
Esta es la cocina.
This is the kitchen. What do you have in the icebox? You drink beer?
Let me see.
Fidel looks in the fridge.
Sí. Hay alguna cerveza.
There are some beers.
¿Quieres tomar?
It's too early. And you shouldn't drink before you speak.
Usted no debiera beber antes de tener su discurso. Es verdad.
That's true.
¿Quiere ver?
What? You want to see the bedroom?
Pase.
Come inside.
Y entonces aquí duerme Castro.
Here's where Castro sleeps. Here's where Castro sleeps.
You actually sleep. Some people don't even believe you ever sleep. Yo sí.
I do sleep.
Duermo profundo.
I sleep very soundly.
Me olvido de todos los problemas.
I forget about all problems.
Desde luego no dormí con ropa.
Of course I didn't sleep with my clothes on.
Well, that's for tonight. We'll film that.
Eso será esta noche. Eso vamos a filmar.
Si quiere.
If you want to.
Está bien. Pero si no me despierta.
That, but if you don't wake me up.
We'll be quiet.
Fidel holds books.
Is this your nighttime reading?
Este no lo he leído.
I haven't read this one yet.
Pero pienso leer.
But I plan to read it.
Está en inglés.
It's in English.
Tal vez practique el inglés.
Maybe I'll practice my English, son.
Yeah.
It's time.
Fidel salutes bystanders.
Good luck.
Next, Fidel gets into a waiting car. The car drives into traffic.
Fidel Castro told the United Nations today that unless the differences between the rich and poor countries in the world are bridged peacefully and wisely, the future will be apocalyptic.
Why should some go barefoot so others can drive their fancy cars? I speak for the children of the world who don't even have a piece of bread.
Fidel walks away from the podium. The delegates stand. Now Fidel shakes hands. He grins and points.
Where's the journalist?
Where's your boss?
He's at the TV station.
He's there? While you guys are here?
You're here.
Fidel walks away. Later.
You finally came.
You sent the women ahead. And now you came.
What were you doing?
Tell me.
Do you really want me to tell?
Do you really want to know?
If you don't mind.
Well, if it's not in the screen.
I was fighting with NBC.
Why?
They didn't want to broadcast your work?
Some of the good parts they wanted to cut out.
Why don't we sell it to another network?
Then why don't we sell it to another?
Don't you have competition here between channels?
You have competition here between channels?
Fidel bites his cigar.
Seriously, Fidel.
One moment.
What do you think the reactions will be to your speech?
Fidel takes out his cigar and scratches his temple.
I think my speech was constructive. A speech about peace. It calls for international collaboration.
You're busy. I don't want to be selfish, right?
Usted está atareado. No quiero ser egoísta.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Now a plane sits on a runway. 6 hours later, inside the plane, Fidel stands among staff.
I'm not going to talk to you now. I'm going to sit and relax. We'll see each other later.
Fidel walks to another section of the plane. Later, a man sleeps.
What would you do if you were mayor of New York City, Fidel? There's 8 million people in Cuba and 8 million people in New York.
The first thing I would do was to resign.
Why?
Because I think this is a city that cannot be governed. And also because I know it has many debts.
Fidel holds up an I Love New York t-shirt.
When will you come back to Cuba?
Trying to get rid of us already?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you tired of us already?
No.
You haven't bothered me at all. I see us as family.
Now Fidel deboards the plane. He hugs a mustached man and another man.
Thanks for your time, Fidel.
I wish you much success. Have a good trip back.
And I hope you have a good trip back. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Fidel and his entourage walk to the terminal. At a baseball game.
Fidel's successful visit signals the possibility of warmer relations with the United States. And for the first time since the start of the revolution, an American national team is playing in Havana.
Players and umpires stand for the American anthem. An American player hits a pitch. He raises his hand as he runs the bases. A Cuban hits a pitch and runs. He slides over home plate. The crowd stands.
The Cubans squeak out a 6-4 victory. After the game, Fidel makes it easier for Cuban exiles to return and visit their families.
Miami International Airport.
Have a good trip. We wish you a happy family reunion.
Dozens of people wait with luggage.
Where are you going? Are you going to Cuba?
Yes.
Have you ever been before?
No.
Never been? Who are you going to see for the first time?
My grandmother.
You never seen grandma before?
No.
What does she look like?
Old.
Old.
A traveler carries a box of Marlboro cigarettes. Passengers board the plane in the cockpit.
How long does it take to fly there?
44 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
My sister, 19.
19 years?
Travelers wave to their families on an airport balcony.
Oh my God, oh my God, please.
Families reunite.
Look at my mom, look at my mom.
Hotel Nacional Tourist Shop.
What would you like, Mom? Perfume? It's called fire.
A woman sniffs a bottle.
My car. Beautiful.
The dollars and gifts coming in with visiting relatives from the United States fuels a desire for consumer goods that the revolution cannot accommodate.
A car drives down a street.
The U.S. State Department office in Havana is swamped with people trying to leave the island.
Why do you want to leave Cuba?
Why do you want to leave Cuba?
The system.
You don't like the system?
It doesn't work.
They should get out. They should get out. Long live Fidel!
For the first time since I've been coming to Cuba, there's trouble in the streets. Crowds are attacking people who are trying to get into the embassy and leave Cuba.
She's a prostitute from my neighborhood.
Señora Casillas, you prostituta. You know she's a prostitute?
A family rushes to the locked embassy door. The father jumps over a ledge. The mother lifts the children over.
They should leave. We don't want them. They're antisocial. For 21 years, we've given everything. For our country and for Fidel. But those people are provocateurs.
A man carries a club. Another carries a strap. Officers tussle with the crowd. Blood covers a man's face. Officers restrain the man and lead him away.
What do you think about this?
Well, I mustn't tell you here, okay?
Just give me a hint.
I applied to leave Cuba, too. My father and my brothers and my sister are there in Florida. I'm waiting. My father sent a boat to Mariel.
Already.
Mariel Bay.
Fidel says, if you're not with the revolution, it's time to get out. He opens up the port of Mariel and allows American boats to pick up those who want to leave.
Dozens of families sit in a waiting area. Some rest their heads on their hands.
Why do you want to go?
I seek freedom.
There's no liberty here.
I want to live in a free country.
You want to go to a country with some freedom? What's your story?
What's your story? Where were you before?
I was in jail.
You were in jail?
Yeah, before.
And him too?
Me.
And him too?
Yes.
Did the government pick you up and say, come on, let's go?
Yeah.
They just come and pick you up.
The man nods.
Many of Cuba's jails have been unlocked. And some mental hospitals too. Their former residents happily pile onto the boats. What type of people did you end up with?
We're getting all kinds. We got crazy people, we got prisoners, they say political prisoners, we got some criminals. Who knows what kind of people we got here?
A man wiggles his tongue. Refugees wave from boats.
Bay Boat Lift is the largest movement of refugees in the shortest period of time in the history of the two countries.
Refugees fill a crowded boat. Now, a car turns onto a dirt road. Cristobal emerges from the trees.
Hey, Cristobal!
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, still strong. Fuerte como siempre.
Always.
Yeah, you look great. You look terrific. Let's see, you still got your hair? Whoa, you're...
Oh, it's hey, black. Terrific. I'm 80 years old.
Yeah, 80 years old now.
Hey!
Cristobal pushes a wheelbarrow.
Hey, Cristobal, since we last left you, have you missed one day of work? Have you been sick?
No.
Never.
Never been sick? No. In 7 years?
Not in my whole life.
In your whole life, you've never been sick?
Not in 80 years.
A cow grazes.
Cristobal, there's all this stuff going on in Cuba. People leaving in boats. Any of it affect you?
No.
My life is always the same.
Your life's always the same?
Always normal.
Uh-huh.
Cristobal nods. Angel sits under a tree.
Ángel! Ángel!
Ah, sí, caramba.
How are you doing? Nice to see you. Gregorio! How you doing?
We're great.
Siempre!
Ah, yo, yo, yay, yay!
Uh-huh. Fuerte!
Always strong.
An ox.
What's this one's name, Gregorio?
His name is Jet Black.
This is Asavate, hello.
And the other one? Strong arm.
Brazo fuerte, strong arm.
Es mejor que un tractor.
Better than a tractor?
Porque pisotea menos la tierra.
Doesn't mess up the ground as much.
The brothers hoe a field.
What's the secret to your happiness, Cristobal?
We're always working and walking. Exercising.
Gregorio pulls roots from the ground.
That's the secret to being healthy and strong.
Let's see who's stronger now. 80 years old? 80.
80 against 40 years old.
80 against 41. Ready? Ah, come on! Jesus Christ!
Cristobal puts down John's arm. Now the brothers pose for a picture. A hand holds an instant photograph.
The three of us look good.
In a car.
You think this is the street?
No.
Where's Tacon Street? Between Luz and Empedrado?
That's far away.
Do you know her?
I've decided to go look for a little girl that I filmed 16 years ago. Her name is Caridad.
Where do you live?
I live on Tacon Street. You are welcome anytime.
The car approaches a doorway.
This is the place?
This must be it.
Footage of Caridad plays.
I know her.
You know?
Her brother lives upstairs, but she lives in a housing complex.
The driver looks out through the windshield. Balconies hang from apartments in a complex. A woman opens a door.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you remember me? Recuerda me?
No.
You don't remember me? You're...
Are you sure?
I know you.
But I don't.
Who's this?
My mom.
Well, that's your mother. You remember me. Recuerda me? No. You don't know.
Caridad watches the clip of her as a child.
Where do you live?
I live over there. On Tacon Street, number 6. Between O'Reilly and Empedrado. You are welcome anytime. A teacher.
And you?
A nurse.
You said on the tape you wanted to be a nurse, but what actually happened to you? What did you become?
Well, I was in school.
You were studying.
And when I was in 9th grade, I got married.
You got married?
How old were you?
14 years old.
You were 14 years old when you got married? When she wanted to get married at 14 years old, did you think she was crazy?
Yes, I did.
So you dropped out of school?
Tuve mi niño.
You had kids? ¿Cuántos niños?
Dos.
You had 2 kids?
A boy and a girl wear uniforms.
Caridad, who's that?
My children.
Those are your kids?
Hijos. Sí.
Are you kidding me?
Sí.
This kid's the same age as when I filmed you?
Sí.
Okay, hey, ¿cómo se llama usted? What's your name?
Wilbur.
You're Wilbur. Uh-huh. And what's your name?
Milady Velasquez Gonzalez.
Your name is Milady...
Velasquez
Gonzalez.
Hey, Wilbur, we're going to play baseball. Pelota.
Sí, sí.
You're going to play baseball now? Uh-huh.
Dionisio!
Throw the ball down. Attaway.
Okay, Wilbur.
A boy throws a pitch. Wilbur swings.
Oh!
Buena limpia.
Oh, fuerte. He's strong, huh? Fuerte. How about you? Can you hit? Usted puede. Oh, come on.
Caridad hits the pitch. She covers her mouth. Caridad grins and raises a fist. A woman opens a fridge.
Merienda de hoy es qué? What's our snack?
Batido de plátano.
We're going to have a banana milkshake to celebrate.
Banana.
Uh-huh. Listen, I'm wondering, since the time we saw you, the situation with food here has gotten worse, gotten better, or it's about the same?
I was skinny. Look at me now.
Caridad's mom holds the blender.
This is to our happy reunion after 16 years, right? Listen, if I come back here again in another 16 years, what would you like me to find in your life?
That my kids are grown and have careers. I want my own house. And I want us to be happy together.
Caridad hugs her children.
Okay, well, I hope it's sooner than 16 years. Okay, bye.
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 Caridad, Wilder, and Milady wave. Now people gather around a truck. A man holds a package.
Ice cream.
For Caridad and people well served by the revolution, things seem to be okay.
A man and a woman dance in a crowd.
But 3,000 miles away, the Berlin Wall is coming down, and it's the end of the Soviet Union and the end of their $8 million a day subsidy of the Cuban economy.
A man waves a German flag.
We face a difficult special period. We have an extraordinary mission. Save the revolution in Cuba. Save socialism in Cuba.
The crowd stands and applauds. 1992. Outside of a tall building, Cuba's Communist Party headquarters.
Were you surprised to see what happened over there in Eastern Europe? Did it take you by surprise?
The whole world is surprised by what happened.
They're probably making a mistake.
A man walks by a construction site, Malia Coiba Hotel.
How long has the crane been broken?
Well, the crane's been broken for 2 days now.
Do you sometimes get frustrated when all these things break down?
Well, I'd like it to be easier.
You'd like it?
But not everything in life is easy.
Not everything is easy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So how long has it taken you guys to get this far? I mean, you've got basically the frame built.
A couple of years.
A couple of years?
We've been working for 2 years.
2 years.
Not so fast.
Not fast.
A worker points.
All this wood came from the socialist camp. And the ships aren't bringing any more.
How long before you run out of wood?
Approximately 1 month.
About 1 more month. Uh-huh.
1 month.
Huron Bus Factory. Workers raise a bus chassis.
You used to get these chassis from the Soviet Union, but now you got to buy them from a private factory. Is that a problem?
They want money, cash money.
And maybe that's trouble for you?
That can be big trouble for us.
Then you can't buy these, right?
We cannot buy them. We will have to confront certain troubles. Maybe we'll have to close.
Workers walk through the factory. San Lazaro Market. A man walks through the empty shop.
When I filmed here in 1975, all these shelves were full. What's for sale now?
Here we have sugar. 4 pounds per person.
One person gets one bag a month.
Uh-huh. Here we have rice. 5 pounds per person.
One bag per person per month. Uh-huh. That's it. That's the ration. Es todo. What's supposed to be over here?
Canned goods. For example, Russian beef. Fruits, sweets, ice cream.
The sweets. It's all gone. Not such a big selection.
We don't have anything.
People gather around a cheesemonger.
He's giving you a song, but would you rather he gave you more cheese?
It's all he can do. The supply is limited.
It's ration. You can't get any more than that.
Would you like to see cheese in the store more often?
Yes, of course.
When was the last time you had cheese to sell in the store?
Around 10 days ago.
10 days ago. Uh-huh. You have a picture of Fidel here, right?
Fidel?
Now listen, you want me to ask him about the shortages?
I see.
Oh, yeah.
Presidential complex. Fidel walks with a group of staffers.
Look at this crowd. Good evening. How are you?
Here is the North American journalist you know.
North Americano.
Recuerda me. Come on, how's your memory? Remember me?
John looks into his camera.
Disculpame, Fidel. If you would have a chance to talk to our new president, Mr. Clinton, what might you say to him?
I would say good morning or good evening.
You'd say good day, good night.
I would wish him good health and success.
You'd wish him success for his victory.
And I would tell him what?
I'm translating. I'm doing the best that I can. Fidel, what about the shortages in the economy?
Our fundamental problems are not Europe's problems. Not America's problems. Our problem is the blockade and the end of the socialist bloc. 85% of our commerce was with socialist countries, especially with the Soviet Union. Our fuel supply was guaranteed through this trade. The collapse of the Soviet Union is sad and dramatic. It's a great tragedy for all those countries.
There are gifts for you, Comandante.
Por el grande comandante. Los regalos.
Fidel, I broke the blockade. I brought you the best beer in the United States. The best.
John offers Fidel a beer.
I'm breaking the blockade.
How strong is it?
Muy fuerte, very strong.
Fidel sets down the beer.
Thank you. I feel well compensated for answering all your questions. You are a talented journalist. I wish you success in solving America's social and economic problems.
You want us to try and resolve the social and economic problems in the United States. You wish us success with that.
What?
I'm translating. You used to speak English, you don't remember?
We received so much aggression from the USA, I forgot English.
You got so much aggression from the United States, you forgot how to speak English. Fidel, my daughter skipped school to come see you. Can you write a note to Tommy's teachers?
She's here?
A note for her teacher.
What? What is your teacher's name?
What's your teacher's name, Tom?
Which is the name of your teacher?
Senor Krinsky.
Senor Krinsky.
How do you spell it?
How do you spell Mr. Krinsky's name?
K-R-I-N-S-K-Y.
Thank you very much.
This is for me.
Do you have a message for the children in America?
Greetings to the children. May they all be intelligent and charming like you.
So let me see the note that says, please excuse Tommy from her absence.
Tommy smiles with an open mouth. Fidel and his staff walk away. Next, a man pushes a car toward a gas station. Another man pushes a car toward the station. People wait as a man fills his tank. A line of cars stretch from the station.
Fidel says that maybe you might have some problems getting gasoline now because of all the troubles with the Soviet Union. What are you going to do if you can't get gas for your car?
I'll take the public bus.
You're going to take the bus?
Of course.
Look at all the cars here waiting for gasoline.
It's bad for Cuban people.
Yeah, it's really hard. Not enough each month, right?
Not enough.
Everybody's on bicycles now, right?
John sits in the back seat of a car.
Where are we going?
We are going to my house.
What's your name?
Luis Amores.
Yeah. People gather on the side of the road.
Yeah, what is this big line here?
For food.
People wait for food?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Let's go see.
John taps Luis's shoulder. Luis limps toward a building.
What's going on over here?
For fish.
What?
For fish.
The fish store?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Fish store.
Let's see.
A worker weighs fish on a scale. A man waits at the counter.
How much fish can he buy? How many pounds?
1 pound per person.
1 pound per person? For how long?
For 1 week.
We don't want a lot, just enough to survive.
At a bakery.
One piece of bread per person.
One piece of bread per person, cada día.
One bread per day.
Not enough.
No more.
That's all. No more. No es suficiente. Not enough. What can you do?
Harina, no hay.
There's no flour.
No.
There's no flour.
The bread, no good.
The bread's no good?
No good.
It's made from sweet potato.
Oh, it really doesn't taste good at all. It tastes like sweet potatoes.
A man rides on a bike with another man sitting behind him.
The guy on the bicycle, what does he do?
I pay for drugs.
He sells drugs?
Sometimes.
What type of drugs does he sell?
Cocaine.
Really?
Yeah, really.
A police officer walks nearby.
What's this?
Luis puts his arm around a man.
What is this? It's my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. What's your name? Su nombre?
Roberto.
Roberto.
Hello.
See you later. The people here, mostly working people?
It's poor people, you know. I live there, you know.
Excuse me.
I live here.
You live here?
Yeah.
I was born here.
Luis enters his apartment.
This is my home.
This is your home?
Yeah.
Very dark.
You know, in my bedroom, you know?
This is your bedroom?
Yeah.
Hey. TV set?
Yeah.
Not bad?
Nah.
Not bad?
Good TV.
Nice bed?
Yeah, it's good for me.
How many other people live here with you?
Eight people.
Are you serious?
Five brothers.
Are you kidding?
You're kidding.
Luis smiles. People stand on the street. A group looks through a window. Luis continues onto a dark street.
Luis!
Hey.
What happened to the lights? It's completely black.
Blackout.
Blackout? Yeah.
Every day, 4 hours.
Every day, 4 hours a day, no lights. I learned many things with you tonight, Luis.
Thank you.
I'll see you again next time I come back to Cuba, okay?
Okay.
All right.
A horse leads a wagon. Light glows low on the horizon. A city stands in the distance. Clouds pass in front of the full moon. Now the three brothers work in a harvested field.
Oye, Cristobal!
How are things?
Good.
Su animales, how are your animals?
Ah, bueno. Los animales no están seguros.
The animals are not very safe.
Why not?
Porque se los llevan.
Somebody is coming, and what are they doing?
Y los matan.
They're killing your animals?
They're eating them.
Who?
I don't know.
No tienen carne.
There isn't any meat.
It's terrible. Very bad.
Muy mal.
¿Qué tipo animal? What type of animal?
An ox.
They killed one of your oxen?
They killed him at night.
Y se lo llevaron.
How are you going to work?
Con un buey solo.
You're going to work with only one oxen.
An ox walks through the field.
And did they steal this one?
I'm left with nothing.
The ox drags a plow.
How much does one of those cost if you have to buy another one? 10,000 pesos?
That's 20 years of work.
Right?
20 years of work.
The plow moves over the ground.
How many animals have you lost?
One ox, one cow, one horse, and four calves.
This is our yuca.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Delicious?
It's the best.
And
special, but they steal. Robando este. They steal this also?
They steal it.
Gregorio leads John to a crop.
And what's this? ¿Qué es ese?
Maíz.
This is corn. They steal this also. They take everything. Es muy malo. This is terrible.
Es horrible. Es horrible.
It's really horrible.
You work and work, and they steal everything.
¿Qué va, Gregorio? ¿Qué va a hacer con Cuba? What's happening? What's happening to Cuba?
Gregorio shrugs.
What can we do?
No podemos hacer nada.
You can't do anything about it.
We can't do anything. It's very sad.
Cristobal leads a calf into a barn.
Shut the door.
Why are you doing this?
Okay.
So they can't take them.
So that nobody will come and kill him?
Otherwise they'll eat him.
Cristobal locks the barn.
It's very sad. Because if I buy another ox, They'll steal it.
Robando su amigos. Have your friends been robbed?
Sí.
They'll break into your house, steal absolutely everything.
Gregorio licks his lips. A bottle sits on the ground.
Well, let's drink some rum. Forget our problems.
Let's drink our problems away.
That's right. Have a little bit more rum and forget all this stuff.
Gregorio pours rum in a glass.
Why?
This is the good stuff.
Gregorio drinks.
You remember the last time we had a contest? Who is stronger, right? What do you think? ¿Qué piensa usted?
Yo.
Oh, you think you're the strongest?
Lovely, lovely.
You're two times stronger than me.
Uh-oh. Jeez. What are you going to crush?
John arm wrestles Gregorio.
Okay, ready?
Yeah!
Oh, I don't have a chance with this guy.
Gregorio stands and raises his arms in the air.
Años.
80 years old.
Gregorio turns and nods. Now Cristobal and Gregorio walk bikes. They each throw their leg over the seat. Gregorio rides with his hands down.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Pretty
fast. You can go faster?
Cristobal rides ahead. Now a gate opens. Cristobal and Gregorio bring their bikes inside.
Okay. Here we go. Qué linda, your sister. Very nice, huh? You're strong and healthy. Yeah?
Lilo nods.
Gregorio, no hay gente.
No hay gente.
There's nobody here.
No hay nadie en la calle.
There's nobody in the streets. ¿Y su amigo?
Where are your friends?
They stay home.
They're afraid that their houses will be robbed.
The old men are scared to go out at night because there are thieves.
Is it true?
Yes.
Hey.
They'll kill you with a machete and chop you up.
They attack them with machetes? Those guys, son malos. Those guys are bad, right?
They are bad.
They're bad guys.
Son malos.
They steal the oxen.
They steal. Those are the ones that steal.
Now, in a bar.
Do you have beer?
No.
No cerveza. Hay rum? Do you have any rum?
No.
They don't have that either.
What do they have? Nothing?
They have absolutely nothing.
They got nothing in the bar? How long has it been since there's been no beer? ¿Cuánto mes?
How many months?
You can't even remember.
And rum?
¿Cuántos meses? How long since there's been no rum? Yesterday there was some rum, but everybody drank it. Tomando todo.
The bartender nods.
And meat?
When was the last time there was meat?
Night. Gregorio walks down a street.
Gregorio.
No meat in the stores, thieves in the streets.
That's right.
What's going on?
Malo, what happened?
It's not malo. It's not malo.
Everything's bad.
It's no way to live.
Gregorio continues down the street. The next day.
I want to see if the troubles affecting the borregos are impacting social services, like the school near their farm.
Children enter a classroom.
Romeo and Juliet.
And Juliet.
Oh, how romantic. Que romantico. Right?
Professor.
Estudiante gustan Shakespeare. The kids like Shakespeare? Yeah?
Saints don't move even when they grant prayers.
Then don't move while I act out my prayer. My sin has been taken from my lips by yours.
A boy kisses a girl on the cheek.
Gracias. Very nice. Very nice. The kids all seem very happy. They seem healthy. But we know that these past years have been very difficult. Have conditions here in the school improved, stayed the same?
Is it better now or worse now?
Failed.
It's worse? And what would you like to have? ¿Qué cosa quiere usted?
Comida. Comida.
He wants food. Uh-huh.
Tener posibilidad de comprar bastante comida.
You'd like to buy much more food.
Uh-huh. A sign over a door reads, Comedor, Dining Hall. A cook lifts a lid on a bubbling pot.
So, this is what the kids have to eat in the schools.
Papas.
You have potatoes.
Potatoes.
And what's over here?
Frijoles.
Eggs.
You have eggs. ¿Qué tipo de carne?
No, carne no tenemos.
You don't have any meat.
Hoy por la noche no hay carne.
No.
No, no, not today. Not today night.
So if you want to get meat, where do you get meat from?
It's not easy now.
A man leans on a window grate.
Although all social services are still free, the shortages are everywhere. Even at the main hospital in Havana, the crown jewel of Cuba's healthcare system.
In a pharmacy.
How are things going in the pharmacy? Do you have enough medicine in the hospital in these days to take care of the sick people?
We have scarcities in specific areas.
You're missing all your antacids. It's empty. How long have you been out of that?
We've been out of antacids for a week.
About 4 months you've been out of this antibiotic. You're working with only 30% of the things that you need. Mm-hmm. Everything else, falta. You're missing everything else.
A man walks past people gathered in front of a building. Pedado Neighborhood Clinic.
What's this in here?
That is emergency nurse room.
This is the emergency room?
Yeah.
Doctor, how old are these syringes? That thing looks like it's from the last century. Do you have sufficient facilities to sterilize all these old syringes?
No.
Most of your shelves have nothing.
Nothing.
A nurse washes gloves.
How many times do you recycle the gloves?
Until it breaks. It depends on how many times we use it.
It's terrible.
What I kinda do, my dear friend? What we kinda do?
Do you get really frustrated?
More or less.
Yeah.
1995. Cars pass on a road.
It's been 5 years since the economic troubles began. And I want to see how my friend Luis is doing.
Men stand near a truck.
Do you know Luis Amores?
Luis Amores. Yeah, no, Luis Amores. No, you don't know?
No. How are you, my friend?
Oh, good.
I'm John from New York. I'm looking for my friend.
Luis?
John shows photos to a man.
Come here and help me.
Amigo Luis, mira.
It's the guy from around the corner.
You know him? Amigo suyo?
Yes.
You know him.
Disculpen, busco Luis. I'm looking for Luis. Are you his brother? Hermano?
Yeah, I'm brother.
Yeah?
John follows Roberto up a staircase. He meets a shirtless man on a balcony.
Como está? Can you help me out? I'm looking for Luis.
He's in prison.
He's in prison?
Si está preso.
Okay, why? Why'd they put him in prison?
That's what I ask. Why is he in prison?
Luis is your brother. Were you surprised when they arrested your brother?
Yes.
Did he steal something? Robando algo?
No, no robó.
You didn't steal anything? No drugs?
No.
Luis, don't do nothing. Nothing.
How long does he have to be in prison?
4 years.
4 years?
4 years.
You visited Luis in jail?
Sí.
How's he doing?
Está fuerte.
He's okay? Sí. He's strong?
Está strong.
Why? Because of the food that we bring him.
What do you want the people in the United States to know?
It's the year 1995.
This is
1995?
Sí.
Uh-huh. I have to carry water.
The shirtless man picks up two pails.
Tengo que traerla desde más de 100 metros.
You have to walk 100 meters to get water.
Subir por la escalera.
Climb the stairs.
Sí, subir por la escalera. I have a sick mother.
The shirtless man enters the apartment. His mother sits slumped in a chair.
There's no medicine, and the hospitals are unable to help her. It's no wonder that everyone wants to leave.
You?
Claro.
Usted también?
Everybody. Everybody.
Where? A donde?
United States.
Your husband wants to go to the United States. You too?
I would take advantage of the opportunity. This is no way to live.
35 años.
35 years.
De mala cabeza.
Of bad thinking. That's the problem. Hey, Roberto, Estados Unidos?
Yo nunca tenía ningún interés irme.
You have no interest in going. No interest in going to the United States.
What kind of crap is that? You bring him here and talk this shit. What's fucking wrong with you? What bullshit. I can't understand this guy.
Have I ever told you that I wanted to leave Cuba? Have I said it?
Never.
Why are you attacking me?
The shirtless man stares.
You can't even speak about your brother. You won't even say that it's an injustice. No, not me. I don't want to talk.
That's harsh.
He is your brother.
The next day. At the Borrego's farm, the three brothers sit under a tree.
Hey, Cristobal! Gregorio! Angel!
The brothers wave.
¿Qué pasó con su animal? What happened to your animals?
They were eaten.
They ate them all? Todo!
They didn't leave us with anything.
Yeah, even the horse.
No puede trabajar. You can't work.
We don't have animals to pull the plow. Without them, it's impossible to work.
Gregorio walks to the barn.
They broke in. They took the calf to the citrus orchard and killed him.
Cristobal stands in the fields.
It's very quiet on the farm now. Mucho silencio.
Mucho silencio. Sí.
Do you like it?
No. Vaya, siempre que sentía algún ruido.
You'd like to hear the noise of some animals.
But now?
Now you don't hear them.
No hay ruido ninguno.
Cristobal hangs his head. John points.
I remember it used to have cows and horses. You had pigs over here in the house.
Antes había como 10 animales.
You had more than 10 animals.
Sí.
Now Gregorio pulls roots from the ground with a log and chain. He drops the log.
Did the people steal the yuca also?
Sí, se la llevan así.
Mucho.
Mucha.
They steal a lot. They have no morals. They steal everything.
Gregorio hacks at the yuca root. Cristobal looks through a bush.
What are you looking for?
Beans. There aren't many left. Here's one.
Cristobal opens a bean pod.
Little beans.
He rubs the beans in his hand. Now Gregorio clears a patch of land with a hoe.
This is useless. Weeding is all we can do.
Gregorio continues to weed. Cristobal sits in a chair with his hand covering his face.
Gregorio, what's wrong with Cristobal?
He's sad because they ate our oxen. Now he has no way to survive.
Does he sit like this often?
All the time.
This is the first time I ever saw you like this. Y triste, you feel sad?
Sí.
¿Por qué? Why do you feel sad?
Porque no tiene uno recursos para trabajar.
You don't have the means to work anymore. Muy malo, Cristobal. It's pretty bad, huh?
Sí.
Cristobal wipes his eye.
They made us useless. Three old men. They've eaten our animals and left us with nothing.
Gregorio walks into a thicket of trees with a machete. A bird flies over the ocean. A wave washes onto shore.
This beach is an hour away from the Borrego's farm, and it's this natural beauty that prompts Fidel to announce a way to energize the country.
Tourism is now essential to our economy.
A sign flashes Tropicana. Scantily clad women dance a cabaret routine. A man smokes a cigar in the crowd.
Where are you from?
Japanese.
Yes.
Do you like this?
It's very nice.
A dancer walks by. Next, a man holds cash.
How much is the bill?
Well, there are 100 buckaroos here, and the bill is 480 bucks. And this is Cuba.
Dancers walk onto stage and continue through the seating area. 2,000. John approaches a rickshaw driver.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, buenos dias.
How much are you going to charge me to go for a ride?
Pues si tú puedes. Nosotros cobramos $6 for 1 hour.
$6 for 1 hour?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a deal. Let's go.
The rickshaw driver pedals. Women sit at a street-side cafe.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Where's the money coming from for these restorations?
La mayoría.
Most of it comes from tourism. Hotels generate money to restore old Havana.
Yeah.
What's that over there? ¿Qué es ese?
Es un mercado de artesanías.
That's an arts market.
Yeah.
Yo pienso que pare aquí. Let's get off here.
Yeah.
A man sketches. A woman blocks the camera with a fan. A woman kisses a man's cheek. A musician strums a guitar.
How much in one day can you get? About $4.
One day I got $20.
Tourists walk through a market. A man plays a clave.
How's everything, guys?
We're playing softball down here.
You're playing softball in Cuba?
Yeah.
And?
2-1.
Unbelievable. Where are you guys from?
Long Island.
Long Island?
Okay.
Now, how do you sneak past the guys at customs who want to know where you've been?
We're legal this year.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Last year it wasn't this busy. I mean, it wasn't as many tourists last year as this year.
I mean, look at this. This market's full, right? Yeah.
A vendor shakes a maraca.
How much for Che?
$15.
$15? That's capitalism. Che Guevara's going to roll over in his grave if you charge $15 for him. What were you doing before you began selling this stuff here in the market? What was your job?
I was working as a journalist.
As a journalist? And now you gave up this honorable profession to come out and sell pictures of Che Guevara to tourists?
I was working like you, but I received much money.
No money before. What was your job? Su trabajo antes?
Químico industrial.
You were a chemical engineer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was your job before?
Mecánica, ingeniera mecánica.
You were a mechanical engineer, and now you're here selling plates in the market.
A band performs. A woman dances. Another woman dances. A man waves on a road. Rebel sits on a plot of land.
Today we're going to go look for our old friend Luis Amores. We came here to see him in 1995, but he was in jail. So I don't know where he is now, but we're going to go try to find him.
Luis lives over there in that apartment house.
John points. A dog sits in front of a doorway. John extends his hand. The dog stands on its hind legs. John knocks on a door.
Luis!
Hello!
Luis!
Está?
Last time you were in jail, in la cárcel.
Yo fui preso porque no quería trabajar. Entonces dije, ¿para qué voy a trabajar yo por $3 a veces en el black market?
They say that they put you in jail because you were working in the black market.
Yeah.
Who's that?
They say my girlfriend, you know.
Your girlfriend? Oh, come here, please.
Dice que ella.
Well, what's her name?
¿Cómo te llama?
Santa.
Santa. Hello, good morning. Buen día. ¿Quién es? Who's that?
La mamá de Santa.
Oh, this is Santa's mother. Nice to see you. What type of food do you have in the house?
It's breaking.
The refrigerators are all broken.
Yeah, it's breaking.
How much rent do you pay?
No.
You don't have to pay anything. So your salary is what?
It's $6 a month.
$6 a month.
A man waves as he passes on the street.
Luis, what's changed in the last 8 years?
Nothing.
Things just got older. The bread factory from your last visit.
Oh, we went here to the bread store.
You know, I did the factory before.
So this used to be the bread factory?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole roof fell in.
In a complex courtyard.
Holy cow.
Watch out, you know. Well, call me. No,
the roof's gonna fall down?
Watch out.
¿Y la gente pasan por la? When did it fall? ¿Cuándo?
2 años.
2 years the roof collapsed.
2 años que está derrumbado y no han hecho nada ni diablo.
And they haven't done anything.
Exacto, sí.
Y hay muchos niños aquí, no arreglan eso cuando vienen uno se cae.
There's lots of kids here, so it's very dangerous.
Es por aquí, no problema.
Oh, I have to walk over this bridge.
Aquí. Watch out, por aquí.
Mira los baños, mira.
Wait, what do you want to show me?
Los baños.
So, how do you get to the bathroom?
No se puede, está roto.
So, es what do you do?
Mucho para la calle y
you
pipi.
You go to the bathroom in la calle? You go to the bathroom in the street?
Sí, y pipi, echar ahí.
No,
sí.
pipi
ahí.
No.
Donde único pueden coger agua.
Oh, the only place that you can get water is over there. She connects the water there and turns it on, but she can't walk there.
Yeah, I see.
She falls down.
Luis walks over boards.
Oh, horrible! It's terrible, right?
Horrible. Más que horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
De mal.
Luis walks through the streets.
Ladies, how's everything? Bien?
Bien. Luis, hey. Who's this?
It's a friend of mine.
Yeah? And what's his job? So, el trabajo, yeah.
The cigar factory.
He works in the cigar factory.
Yeah.
Okay. Come inside. Okay.
Luis's friend grabs boxes.
Well, here we have a
Cohiba.
Spencer Mark.
Oh, that's the most expensive cigars, Cohiba.
Yeah. Cohiba.
In the store, how much?
Cohiba Robusto.
¿Cuánto vale la tienda?
In the store?
$225.
$225 in the store for this?
Yeah.
And how much do you sell it for?
Yes. This is $60.
$60?
Yeah.
Luis's friend opens the box of cigars.
Best quality.
Right?
This is $50.
Uh-huh. And where did you get these from? How did you get these? ¿Cómo obtener?
Well, the government give me every month 2 boxes.
Yeah.
Apart that, I steal something for Suribor.
For everything.
No? I see. So they give you 2, and you steal 4.
Two more,
I see.
Because it's not enough for me, you know?
Yeah. What happens if they catch you? Listen, if they catch you, what's going to happen?
What?
If they catch you.
No, I go in jail.
Yeah, of course, right?
Yeah.
How many years?
I go in jail too if the government takes this film, you know?
Luis's friend licks his lips.
80% of people live off the black market.
80% of the people around here living by the black market. Uh-huh.
Many people...
When you see the police, do you get afraid?
No, sometimes.
Sometimes?
I mean sometimes.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
An officer stands with Luis.
Is everything okay?
No, because immigration. Come for speak with you.
Immigration people are going to come speak with me?
Yeah, it's going to speak with you.
Okay.
They took your ID card and my ID card.
Yeah.
Immigration for you? For policeman for me.
So more police coming?
Yeah.
Shut my camera off.
You can't film here, around here in the town. Put the camera in the car, please.
4 hours later, Luis walks through an alley.
No.
It wasn't a problem. Just a mix-up. Nothing happened.
We're okay.
Okay.
Everything's okay, Mama. No problem. Was your mother worried?
Preocupada.
Were you worried?
Yeah.
Huh? Of course you were worried.
Familia.
You have a very tight family.
Family.
Uh-huh.
Preocupadísima y llorando.
You cry?
Así mismo.
Luis, she loves you.
Right? Luis kisses Santa's cheek and hugs her. A duo performs. People walk through the streets. A group of boys stare. A man drives a horse-drawn carriage. In a car.
Socio, ¿cómo está?
Sí, ayudarme.
I'm looking for my friend.
Amiga mía. Elia.
John shows pictures to a man on the street.
Carida. Su nombre es Carida.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you? You're a good boy.
Listen, can you help me? I'm looking for this woman here.
Carida.
Sí, lo conozco.
You know them? You know the kids?
Sí.
Over there.
Yeah.
Looks like it's Wilder.
A man knocks on a door.
Aha.
Are you Wilbur?
Who's John?
I'm John.
Enter.
How are you? Nice to see you. How's everything?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. You were sleeping?
I was sleeping, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Do you know where is my mother?
I have no idea. Where's your mother?
In Tampa, Florida.
In Tampa?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Can you photo de su mamá en Estados Unidos? You have any pictures of her?
She's here.
Right here? Wow. She's Americanized. Oh, my goodness. And who? Wait, not so fast. You don't remember me. You don't remember me? Remember me? And who's this? El nombre de this beautiful girl?
Melinda.
Melinda. You see the picture of grandma there. Abuela? Abuela?
Who's that? Grandma is in the United States.
You're ready to go too?
I need a visa.
And how about you? What's your plan?
There's no future here.
No?
In cualquier país.
Aquí, ¿qué es ese? What do you have?
A bit of salad.
Empty.
It's empty.
Yes.
We don't have money. When mom sends money, we buy food. Otherwise, it's empty. This building hasn't had water for 25 days.
Seriously?
Without water.
When you open the pipe, what happens? ¿Qué pasó? Nothing.
No water.
We shower at my friend's house.
Next, in a house.
And this is your neighbor? You get along good with your neighbor? How are you? Nice to meet you. Soy Juanito in Nueva York. How's everything? Rinaldo. Mucho gusto.
Do you have water?
Do you have water? Yeah.
No, buddy.
No.
You don't like a drink? You don't like a drink, John?
Would I like a drink?
Yeah, drink.
I can offer you a drink. Would you like some wine?
Why
not, right? You want some wine?
Why not?
Wilder pours.
Okay. ¿Qué es su salud? Salud a qué? What are we toasting to? ¿De qué? Salud de qué?
For lots of money and health.
More money for diapers.
Milady drinks. John toasts with the group.
Gracias. Salud.
Outside.
This is what a Cuban backyard looks like.
Wilder approaches a group of cages.
We have pigeons, ducks, geese, and roosters. Keeping these animals guarantees that we will have food.
Wilder continues down a sidewalk.
Look at the difference. Between our building and those houses, tourism workers live there. They have access to dollars and are well off. Tourists are more valued than Cubans. That's the truth.
Now Milady applies eyeshadow in a mirror. Wilder brushes his hair.
It's all good. Let's go dance the reggaeton. Do you want some?
No, I'm all set.
Okay.
This cologne is called Sport.
Sport, in English.
It's really good. I like it.
Wow. Wilder sprays cologne on a television.
We are carrying the torch of truth and justice throughout South America.
We're watching a celebration of Fidel Castro. All lies. I'm not a communist, I'm a realist. Let's go to the disco. Women like ugly guys, don't tell me otherwise.
On the street. Now a car drives on a road. It passes a billboard with Fidel's image. Men wave from a motorcycle.
Just entered the little town of Caimito de Guayabal. And last time we were here, 5 years ago, our three old friends were having a lot of trouble. So I'm a little bit nervous about what we're going to find.
On a dirt road.
Hey, Gregorio, you're still alive! Tremendous! Que tremenda!
¿Cómo está bien?
Oh, good.
How are you?
You still okay? Fuerte.
Fuerte.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Angel! How are you?
Hey,
tremenda! You look great! ¿Cuánto año ahora? How old are you?
92.
92? Holy cow! And you're still working?
Sí.
Trabajo siempre. And how old are you now, Gregorio? ¿Cuántos años?
88.
You're only 88.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
In an unfinished house.
What is this house? ¿Qué es esa casa? Gregorio's gonna move in here.
Esta es la cocina.
This is where the kitchen's gonna be.
La cocina.
Uh-huh.
Este es el baño.
The bathroom's gonna be here.
Y ese es el cuarto grande.
And this is gonna be your master bedroom. So now, wait a minute. You have this house. Necesito una novia. You need a girlfriend.
Ay, casarme.
You're gonna get married?
Yes, I'm gonna get married.
Venga pa' aquí, me caso.
Angel stands with two other men.
He says he's gonna get married. Sí. Does he have a girlfriend? Sí. Sí? ¿Cuánto año la novia de él? How old is she?
30.
She's only 30. La verdad, Angel. It's true.
Now Gregorio walks through the dry grass in boots.
Gregorio! Gregorio!
Diga!
What is that? An ox.
You got an ox.
Two.
¿Cuándo? When did you get him?
Ahora mismo.
You just got him recently.
Sí. Yeah.
¿Cómo se nombre? What's his name?
Oye, este bonito.
Pretty boy.
Yeah.
This is bonito.
Ahora ya tengo bueyes.
Now you have oxen.
Sí.
How many years did you have to work to buy them?
5 years.
Yeah.
Now Gregorio's oxen cross a road. He holds them each by a rope.
Oh!
A man and woman pass in a horse-drawn carriage. Gregorio ties his oxen to a post.
Yeah, Angel. Ahora, esto. Yeah.
Where's Cristobal?
Cristobal está operado de la garganta.
Oh, Cristobal had an operation
sí.
on his throat. ¿Y dónde? ¿En la casa?
He's at home.
Let's go to town and see Cristobal and your sister.
On a road, Gregorio waves from another car. Inside, he wipes his chin. Now, the car turns into a driveway.
Cristobal, how are you?
Cristobal points to his mouth.
How's everything? You can't speak?
He had an operation because of cancer.
Cristobal enters the house.
Hey, Cristobal, are you working? ¿Trabajando en la finca?
No, ahora no. Ahora no.
Oh, you're not working anymore? So basically, only you and Angel in the fields, right?
No, en la finca.
Only two of the brothers are working now. And Cristobal sits at home every day.
Lilo nods. A car turns into an elevated driveway. Havana Oncology Hospital. A woman leads Cristobal through a waiting area. He stumbles down on the steps. The woman steadies him in an examination room.
Cristobal had cancer of the larynx. 6 months ago, we removed his larynx.
And you cut out his larynx.
He loses his voice.
He lost his voice. Uh-huh. Was all Cristobal's treatment free?
Sí.
Can he speak again? ¿Puede hablar otra vez o no? Can he talk?
Con la laringe eléctrica, por ejemplo.
Something called an electric larynx.
La otra posibilidad es una fístula.
¿Tiene este en Cuba? Do you have electric larynx in Cuba?
No, we don't have it.
Why not?
No.
No tenemos. It costs too much.
Cuesta.
If I bring one to you, will you
sí.
put it in?
Él puede hablar perfectamente con una.
He'll speak perfectly. Doctor, where are we going?
To the endoscopy room.
Uh-huh.
In the endoscopy room.
What is that?
This one is some kind of instrument to take tissue samples.
And is this a good one or not?
This is very old. He has lost the. He's not sharp. You have to pull very hard to take the biopsy with it. It's not very good for the patient.
Yeah, okay.
This is the equipment they used in the 60s, in the 50s. You see? Now, what they use is fiber optic equipment.
Uh-huh.
That is flexible.
And do you have that here?
We don't have that here.
How much is your salary each month?
About $25.
$25 a month?
The doctor nods.
That's less than a taxi driver makes.
Yes.
Nos vemos, Cristóbal.
Doctor, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
2 months later. Now the doctor holds the electrolarynx.
Okay.
So, Dr. Ferreira, that's the box that I brought back from the United States. Is that going to work, you think?
I think so.
Yeah? Yes.
Cristobal holds the larynx to his neck.
He's saying, my name
you
is
see?
Cristobal, right?
It's some kind of robotic voice, but it's very understandable.
What's he saying?
He says he's very thankful. He's very grateful because he has his voice back.
Uh-huh.
And he's very grateful for you and me.
For us.
For us.
Right? Yeah. It's good to hear your voice again, Cristobal.
In a car.
You can call your sister now. Lilo, Lilo. Oh, he's calling your name. Lilo, Lilo, Lilo. Gregorio, Gregorio. He's calling your name, huh? And Angel, huh? Okay. He's telling you that you should plant beans there. He's telling you what to do now that he can talk, see? He's giving orders now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's celebrate. Cristobal's voice.
Brinda por mi hermano Cristóbal Borrego.
A toast for your brother Cristobal.
Y su nuevo aparato para hablar.
And his new voice.
Cristobal.
The brothers toast.
Un traguito ahora.
Gregorio drinks. A woman dances with Cristobal. Gregorio dances.
Cristobal wants to tell me something. What do you want to say, Cristobal? Thank you, thank you.
Cristobal smiles.
All right, Cristobal!
Cristobal raises his arms in the air. 2006. Windshield wipers move back and forth. A car's tire sprays water as it moves forward. A man driving another car stares as he passes. A man and woman practice martial arts. People fish on a ledge. Cars drive over a rain-soaked road. Now, Luis walks down an alley.
Oh! Luis! Yeah, nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Nice to see
you. Wow, you look great.
And you?
No, I'm old. What happened here? You've been eating. You've been eating a lot?
Yeah, we catch in the light, you know. I no more drink something, you know.
You're not drinking, but you're eating.
Yeah.
You got time to show me your apartment? I've been there in years.
John follows Luis into his apartment. Luis shows an unfinished area.
This is the kitchen.
This is going to be the kitchen.
And now it's for repair, you know.
Uh-huh.
And now it's very expensive.
Nobody can get cement here. How do you get cement?
It's very expensive, you know.
Yeah.
I pay $20 for three bags. For 3 bags.
Uh-huh. So you paid 1 month's salary for these 3 bags.
One month's salary.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where are we going now?
I'm going for my job.
We're going to where you work.
Yeah.
I understand. All right. I'm following you.
On the street.
What's changed in this neighborhood?
Hydroponic. A new program for
There's a new program for hydroponic gardening.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they grow the stuff here in the back? Look at this. They actually grow it here?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
A market.
And you have meat.
Pork.
And over here, what's over here, Luis?
Say the cereal, legumbre, tomato.
Tomatoes.
Pineapple? What is in there?
Pineapples. Oh. No filming. Oh, he says we can't film right now.
There's no problem here.
They're nice looking tomatoes, anyway. Okay. Gracias. Okay. Luis, eso es...
Cebolla.
Onions. Your onions, suyo? ¿Cuánto? How much?
How much for the onions?
¿Cuánto? Five pesos, 1 pound.
They say this business for black market.
It's a black market, I know.
A cinco a month.
And how often do the police come? Do the police?
Impossible.
Sometimes?
Sometimes people buy for police, you know, police.
Oh, give the police some money and the police looks the other way. I see.
You know, it's my job.
This is your job here?
Yeah, I mean, I clean every day. I work like this, you know?
Trees and benches stand in a pristine park.
I clean the garden. I clean the park, you know, every day.
This park looks very, very clean.
So yeah.
You are doing a good job. Congratulations. Ta-da! Keep at the good stuff, okay, Luis? All right.
Juanito.
Good luck to you, too. All right, bye-bye.
Luis waves. Next, John writes a letter.
I've written a lot of these Dear Fidel letters over the years, usually asking for another interview. But I just heard back that I might get to see him for his 80th birthday.
Journalists gather outside of a fence. John stands among the group.
Yeah, here we go. All right.
The journalists move as a group.
This big scrum of reporters is here because Fidel's become really ill, and the whole world wants to find out if he's going to be able to attend his own birthday celebration.
An officer stands with John.
Not here, up there. No cameras down here. Any other suggestions for me? All cameramen up there. None down here.
Cameramen fill a balcony.
They're trying to keep me up there with the other reporters, but I'm going to stay down here in case Fidel shows up.
John sits. A marching band plays. Cuban flag bearers ride horses. Soldiers march. Jets fly through the sky. Tanks and anti-air vehicles continue the procession. Men march. A man stands in a jeep and salutes.
Looks like Fidel's not going to make it. Because here's our answer. Raul today, not Fidel, no interview.
Long live Fidel. Long live Raul.
This is a beautiful celebration of Fidel's 80th birthday.
Viva Fidel.
Viva Fidel.
Viva Raul. Viva
Fidel. Fidel, have a speedy recovery so you can rejoin us.
He's eternal. He'll never die.
He'll guide us forever.
Viva Fidel! Viva Fidel! Viva! Viva! Viva!
Viva! Marchers carry dozens of Cuban flags.
Well, no Fidel. I don't know, it's kind of sad. It's a nice birthday party, but he wasn't able to come to his own party.
John turns. Onlookers disperse. Now, a road appears through a windshield. The sun shines in the sky.
It's been 6 or 7 years since we've been to visit the Borrego's farm. And as we know from what's going on with Fidel, nobody lives forever. It's kind of interesting, you know. I've been coming back and forth to this town now for more than 30 years, and I can't see anything that's changed here. The houses look the same. This street looks exactly the same. It's been frozen in time.
Small houses line the side of the road.
Lilo! How are you doing? Whoa! What happened to Cristobal? Cristobal?
I'm all alone.
And Gregorio also died? You're the only one left. Only you.
Sola yo.
In a cemetery, Lilo places flowers on a grave.
They were always wonderful. They always wanted us to be together. We never separated. I always took care of them. They treated me like their mother.
John kisses Lilo's cheek.
Thank you. Okay.
They walk away.
Your brothers were my friends, and I always thought I was going to get to see them one more time, so I'm sorry.
Life is short. Little by little, we fade away.
Lilo sits in the front seat of a car.
We are born together and happy. Later, we are all alone. One by one, we pass away. Life is hard.
Lilo nods. Next, John rides in a car.
So we are looking for Wilbur's house, and my memory says that it's going to be up here.
Stop here, please.
Gracias.
On a sidewalk.
How are you, my friends?
Busco Wilbur.
Does Wilbur live here? This guy.
Are you Wilbur? I'm John.
Where?
In that apartment.
Gracias.
At a door.
Oye, Wilbur!
A man opens the door.
Where's Wilbur?
Wilbur, where's Wilbur?
Wilbur is in the United States. His mother sent for him. It's the end of Wilbur's story in Cuba.
Hello.
The man closes the door. 2016. Paintings cover the wall of a street-level shop. John films.
So it was right by the cathedral over here that I first met little Caridad, Wilder's mother.
in 1974.
A bearded performer stands in the middle of the alley.
But in those days, there was nothing like this. How are you, sir? Nice to see you. You look very nice. So much has changed in Havana in the past 2 years. This whole building wasn't here last time I came here. This is something new. Cash machines.
People sit on a curb and loiter on a sidewalk.
This is everybody in old Havana trying to get on the Wi-Fi. Nice to see you.
A woman takes a photo with a selfie stick.
Selfies. They never had selfies. Hello.
John wears a cap with a feather. He continues down the alley.
It's about a 5-minute walk from Tour Central to where my old friend Luis lives.
A Cuban flag flies on a balcony. Now, John stands with Luis.
Luis, anything changed in here?
Nothing's changed in 20 years. But each time you come here, your friend Luis is moving forward. I fixed up my house thanks to my business.
You have a business?
I sell construction materials to repair homes. Things are much better. Pork for dinner.
How much?
$20?
Luis opens a package.
These sweets are expensive. It's $3.90. We installed running water. I bought a tank. Now water lasts all day. This bathroom costs $350. It's all thanks to my business. I buy material at a good price. I sell it for a profit, enabling me to do this. This phone's for my growing business, so clients can reach me.
On the street.
What's up?
I need to tile my kitchen. How much for a box?
$11.
Luis leads a customer to a worker.
Take care of her.
What does she want?
Tiles.
That's what's left.
See if she wants it.
A man approaches Luis.
Construction materials are sold here. Do you have wood glue? I'll have some later. This is a private business where we sell building materials. My friend Papo runs the shop. People run businesses from their home, but the big shops are run by the state. My dream is to own a store like this. You just have to have faith and guts to succeed.
Now traffic moves through the streets of Havana. John sits in the passenger seat of a car.
I've been coming to Cuba now for 40 years. And when I started, I was young. Look at me now. It's actually my birthday. And I thought, what better way to celebrate my birthday than to go visit my old friends, the Borregos, in this 1952 Ford.
The vintage car continues down the road.
¿Cómo te fue?
Bien.
Bien.
How old are you?
88.
88?
Sí.
Lilo grinds corn kernels into a bucket with her hands. She tosses the kernels to chickens in a pen. Lilo arm wrestles John. She claps. Next, buses pass on a road.
I'm on my way back to Havana with only one unfinished piece of personal business. It's Fidel's 90th birthday, and I'm really trying hard to get his attention.
Happy birthday, Fidel!
We've come to old Havana, where Fidel's old chef works, hoping that he'll help us prepare a special present for Fidel's birthday.
John films the chef.
Gusto. Yes. How many years did you work with Fidel?
30 años.
About 30 years.
Explain my plan.
We'll put this photo on top of a cake.
Whoa, tremenda!
Fidel was a young 53 years old when we flew to New York together, and he decided to see if he could do my job.
1979.
Do you know how
how to take photographs yourself?
The camera makes them look fat. I don't like looking fat.
Fidel looks into the camera. Now, John holds photos.
Fidel thought he was a better cameraman than me. Cristobal thought he was better than me. It really hurt to film my friend's suffering. I came here young, idealistic, and I grew to love Cuba. I never had a chance to say goodbye to the brothers. Really like to see Fidel one more time.
In a photo, Fidel holds an I Love New York shirt.
We've been told that we might be invited over to see Fidel today, and so we're waiting for the phone call.
A cinematographer holds up the phone.
Bye, everybody. See you later, okay? Bye. Okay. I might have to leave my video camera in the trunk of the car. I just hope I get to pay my respects.
Later. John walks out of a house.
Gladys works in the house where we're staying. Look at this, Gladys.
Wow, that photo is amazing.
Fidel, he remembered me. He was really excited to see me.
A photo of John and Fidel.
He's still got a good cowboy handshake, and he says he still knows how to give the Yankees a good sock.
A photo of Fidel's fist on John's chin.
And he looks pretty good for a 90-year-old man. Looks pretty good. One thing that Fidel is concerned about is nutrition. When you get old, I think you focus on your health. And Fidel has a laboratory at his house. He's developing seeds that have high nutritive value to solve world hunger.
John holds seeds in his palm.
And Fidel signed my shirt. I gave Fidel my good luck cap, and this was my last present to Fidel.
In a photo, John gives Fidel the feather cap.
And then I got a chance to say goodbye.
John turns his phone. In a photo, he kisses Fidel's forehead.
I don't know if I'll see Fidel again.
November 25th, 2016.
El 25 de noviembre del 2016.
At 10:29 p.m.
horas de la noche.
Fidel Castro Ruz, our commander-in-chief, died.
Fidel Castro Ruz.
He was hailed by his supporters for his anti-U.S. stance, but condemned by human rights campaigners for his autocratic rule.
Here in the U.S., Castro's passing is igniting strong emotions and a fierce political debate.
Glowing tributes came from predictable quarters. Vladimir Putin calling him, quote, a symbol of an era.
Fidel shakes hands with Putin.
Chinese President Xi Jinping visited the Cuban embassy where he paid his respects.
The Chinese officials bow in unison. Now, footage shows Fidel walking through a plane. People walk through a city street. A Cuban flag hangs on a building.
Marco,
we're nearing the procession that's carrying Fidel's ashes. We're 2 to 3 hours behind.
Signs and billboards honor Fidel. Groups of people in trucks gather at the side of the road.
Look at all the people paying their respects.
I never thought that one day I'd be following Fidel's remains across Cuba.
John hangs out of the passenger door and films the people on the side of the road.
But Fidel told me, we all know we're gonna die. We just don't know what the date is.
Nadie se muere antes de tiempo.
Nobody dies before his time comes.
Estoy tranquilo.
So I am calm.
Sé que voy a morir.
I know I am going to die.
Lo único que no sé la fecha.
I just don't know when.
A van turns a corner. Crowds stand at each side of the road. People film with cell phones and tablets. A jeep tows Fidel's ashes in a glass case. Women weep. A soldier salutes. The procession turns a corner. A woman cries as she holds her phone. Another woman holds a Cuban flag. She wipes her tear-filled eyes.
Fidel's era is over. It's up to kids like you to continue fighting for Cuba.
A young boy wipes his eyes. A woman and girl wave Cuban flags as they walk away. Director and producer John Albert. Cristobal rides his bike. He bites a cigar and grins. He holds up another cigar. Producer Matthew O'Neill. A young Wilder turns. He takes a batting stance. As an adult, he stands at the side of a road. Executive producers Jason Spingarnkoff, Adam Del Deo, Lisa Nishimura. Louise wears sunglasses. As an older man, he sits in a chair. Editor David Menesis. A Cuban flag waves atop a photo of Fidel. John films. Camera, audio, and writing, John Alpert. A man carries a large Cuban flag. John walks into the distance. Litter covers the empty plaza. Original music, Daniel Freeberg. Music supervisor, Jonathan Zalbin. Original producer and camera, Keiko Tsuno. Associate producer, Tammy Alpert. Assistant editor, Moses Naranjo. Original associate producer, Yoko Maruyama. Associate producer, 70s, Karen Renucci. Associate producer, 90s, Marianne DeLeo. Associate producer, 2000s, Rosalina Ramos. Additional camera, Yoko Maruyama, Tammy Alpert, Marianne DeLeo, Matthew O'Neill, Nagamitsu Endo, Gabrielle Weiss, Rosalina Ramos. Additional editing, Rob Coons, John Custodio, Dane Froelich, John J. Godfrey, Brent Renault. Archival producer, Claire Kinnan. Cuba producer and archival support, Roberto Chile. Legal, Melissa George, Frankfurt, Kernit, Klein, and Sells PC. Camera and audio support, Sony, Paul Healy, Attilo Bito, Juan Martinez, Alex Shapiro. Title design, Chris Rubino. Online services and production equipment, DCTV. Very special thanks, the Amores family, the Borrego family, the Castro family, the Gonzalez family. Featured songs, Que Viva Fidel, performed by Selena E. Rutilio. Tuna Si Chiamo, performed by the Conga Kings. Guaguanco Palas Tambadoras, performed by the Conga Kings. Son de la Loma, written by Miguel Matamoros. Rico Vacilan, written by Rosendo Ruiz. Celos de Mi, written and performed by Rudy Calzado. Cuba Que Linda Es Cuba, performed by Ramon Veloz. This program is dedicated to the people of Cuba. May they always be friends with the people of the United States.
Life is a mystery, a game of chance. In the cemetery, it's a different dance, where good men and ladies lie. Money's worthless when you die. You're judged on deeds of a life gone by.
John kisses a bouquet of flowers on the Borrego's gravesite. He adjusts the flowers and stands beside the grave. Copyright 2017 DCTV, all rights reserved. Logos, an image of a building sandwiches letters, DCTV, Downtown Community Television Center. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.